You're listening to SBS News.
With a part-time job at a social enterprise, Ebony Watson describes herself proudly as a person of independence. The 38-year-old has a mild intellectual disability and aspires to an entry-level job in the mainstream employment market.
I dream about a job in a hotel where I might do simple things like preparing the shampoo and conditioner on the trolleys and things like that, and then being able to put it in the rooms or something.
A report by Anglicare Australia has found the job market is not delivering for people with barriers to work, including those with disability, older people, those who speak English as a second language, or are without qualifications or experience. The organisation's executive director is Casey Chambers.
We can see that what we've got is 100,000 job seekers who are long-term unemployed, who have those extra barriers to getting into work, and they are not budging. Our systems are not working for them. The job market is failing them.
The jobs availability snapshot found that for every entry-level vacancy, there are 15 applicants, with almost two of those facing barriers to employment. The situation is most dire in Tasmania, where 36 people are competing for each entry-level role, with almost six having obstacles to work.
We need individual employers to be looking at whether they really need the level of complexity that they're talking about, or whether they can create some entry-level jobs so that people can get that foot in on the ladder.
Ability Works provides support and employment to people with a disability. Its CEO, Sue Boyes, says discrimination and employer unwillingness to make reasonable adjustments to their workplaces are keeping applicants out of jobs they could do.
The leaders of employer organisations need to take a strong stand with regards to having more diverse and inclusive workplaces. And it starts with building the right culture, making sure language is used appropriately so people with disability feel like they belong in the workplace.
Anglicare Australia is calling on the federal government to overhaul employment services and to invest in job creation programs that offer pathways for people with barriers to employment. The Albanese government has set up a select committee to examine the $7 billion Workforce Australia jobs programme, saying fresh oversight is needed. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.